producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I want to feel it. So bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Issa. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, McCall.
Absolutely. What's up? How can I help?
I've been listening to you for the last few weeks and got a few things tonight. The lady with the leg pains and stuff. I've got some lower back pain from working construction all my life. And back hurts a little bit. But here lately, I've got where I can't even climb a flight of steps without taking a break. My legs, hips, and stuff get hurting real bad. I can take a 30-second break, walk, you know, the other half a flight of stairs, we'll say, and then I'm hurting again. And she was talking about D. My nurse practitioner told me my last blood work, I was deficient in D vitamins. She told me to take D3, I think, and I'm taking one of them a day. And I don't know if that's enough or if that's what's causing my leg. Well, I thought you might know.
Well, and there's a lot of things that can be causing that, David. But you know, first and foremost, nutrition plays a big role, especially with pain issues and inflammation. Vitamin D can be a big one. But have you had your blood test done with your physician recently to see what your numbers are?
Yes. It's been 2 or 3 months ago that she done the blood work, and her receptionist called me and told me, you know, I need to start taking vitamin D. I was deficient in it.
And what did they say your numbers were? Do you know?
She didn't say. That's all she said.
Okay. And talk about the pain you've been having.
I guess the best way to describe it, it's kind of like if you hadn't rode a bicycle in quite a while, and then all of a sudden you got on one and rode uphill for 3, 4, 5 miles without stopping, how your legs would feel by the time you got there. That's what mine felt like after I walked 20 or 30 yards. I can stop for a few seconds, and it goes away, and I can take off again, then it starts again.
Okay. Got it. Well, have you seen, with the physicians that you've seen, have you done any type of alternative-based care at all?
Not really.
Yeah, I would look into that. An osteopathic physician, which is a DO, or a chiropractic physician, DC, both of them can do a lot of great work, sounding with a lot of symptoms that you have, and nutritional-based blood work, too, would be a great option, just to figure out what your deficiencies are exactly. I know the vitamin D popped up, but you might have some other issues going on that they can figure out, and that might be a good thing to ask your doctor about. But either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician will do a great job at working on looking at the spine, making sure the nerves are working properly, making sure that everything is kind of where it needs to be, that there's no degeneration. These are all non-surgical methods. Now, physical therapy can do that too. So the physical therapists have really come on in this area well, and they are tackling it. And they've got a lot of great therapies, too. So you might want to look along those lines and take a pick and find someone that could give you a good evaluation from that point, just because you don't want to be obviously stuck like you are, and you don't want to be in a spot where you really can't go to that next level. You know, you just feel like you're stuck, and because medicine at this point, will help manage things. I'm sure your doctors have already kind of told you that, but it may help reduce inflammation for a period of time, but it's not getting to the root cause. And that's what you want to do, is get to the root cause of things. So a couple things to lay out there for you, and I hope that helps, just because there's a lot you can do to go to the next level and see your body repair and get to a better place. So keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. And it's interesting when you think about that, because that means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. It's true. But you have to make the right kind of choices. So, are you eating the right kind of foods? Are you exercising 5 days a week minimum? Are you drinking plenty of water, non-chlorinated water, distilled water, even better? Half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces. Are you getting enough of that? Are you getting your blood work done every 6 months? And making sure you stay on top of your numbers so that they don't change, because they change every 90 to 120 days. And are you getting plenty of rest? Getting to bed at a decent hour? Are you taking a full Sabbath day? And what I mean by that is, maybe you don't have any religious preferences at all, but are you just taking a day off where your body can rest and rejuvenate mentally and physically and spiritually? So are you doing that? Are you doing the basics that we need to do to really have good, optimal health? Well, the question is, do you want it? Because no one else can do it for you. You can hope for it. You can look for it. But unless you make a decision that you want to get well, nothing's going to change. Not one thing. So if you've been diagnosed with something, taking 3 or 4 medications, and you're frustrated, nothing will change until you change your mindset, until you change your choices. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. Our preferred wellness providers, by the way, are healthcare providers in your area that believe just like we do, prevention, lifestyle, nutrition-based wellness care. And their network is growing every single day. It's exciting to see all the folks that are jumping on board to be a part of the network. So out in Denver, Waco, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, up in Michigan, California, over in North Carolina, down in Georgia. I mean, the list goes on and on. Alabama, and it's growing constantly. So it's great to see everyone jumping on board to be able to give you the care that you need and being connected with us. So let us know, and our team members will get you the help that you need. Thomas, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Yes. Good evening and late night. I have a urinary tract infection, sir, and I've been taking Septra, but I'm still, having it.
Okay. So you're dealing with this, and what have the doctors said? I mean, you've just been taking the medicine and that's it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. A lot of times with the UTI, you don't want to really mess around with anything. That's not the time to be doing something natural, because of the danger of what can happen with a UTI. 2 billion organisms per capsule is typically a good way to go. And then you've got your fermented foods, like fermented vegetables, raw cows, milk, dairy, and the fermented versions, kefir, and also yogurt, are all very good sources of probiotics that can help put the good bacteria back where it needs to be. Because when you go into a stiff round of antibiotics, it's going to go in and wipe everything out. So by putting the good back in, that's where you want to be. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Check us out on the web. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio and questions about your health. Because at the end of the day, you want to make good choices. You want to make choices that are good for you and your family so your health can thrive and you're not just barely making it. That's what this show is about. It's about going to the next level.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the miraculous recovery of one man's death sentence in 1749. 160 spas were set up throughout Switzerland, Austria, and Germany to dispense this life-giving elixir called Fresh Raw Whey. The renowned benefits of the whey cure, they called it, brought emperors, princes, and aristocrats from all around Europe to be healed of their ailments or simply to improve their health. Fresh Liquid Whey has a track record of helping people with liver insufficiency, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and even high blood pressure. Now you can obtain the power of Fresh Raw Whey in One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first in that it brings you specially processed whey to preserve the proteins in their correct non-denatured shapes. Combine this with Tesla-like energy enhancements and you have an amazing protein power food that may dramatically improve the quality of your life. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi. Well, my husband just had his physical, and they said that his cholesterol was too high. And I was wondering, we have been walking, try to do it every day. I was wondering if there was a way with his diet that I could try to help him lower that.
Well, hello? You can. It's just that, are they going to put him on a statin drug like Lipitor or anything like that? Do they talk about that, or they already have?
Short term. We're hoping it's short term anyway. Okay. They're going to start him on some Lipitor.
Yeah, some of the big keys for cholesterol. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering foods, one of them that we have. Whole eggs, organic, of course, as much as possible. And you always want to cook the eggs. The less you cook them, the better. The more stable the egg yolk will be for what you're looking for. Those are very good. Now, red yeast rice is known to be very good too. Niacinamide or nicotinic acid, different versions of flush-free niacin. They are very good as far as cholesterol goes. Milk thistle can be helpful too for supporting the liver, because what it really gets down to supporting the liver so it can function at a better level, because the cholesterol is produced there. And so those are a couple things. Now, how's his diet overall? Is it pretty good, or would you say it's average and needs some improvement? Talk about that.
He likes multigrain cereals in the morning, cooked cereals. And he doesn't eat a lot of fruits or vegetables, not a lot. He likes meat, potatoes, basically. So that's kind of his diet.
So he's got a decent diet, but could use some work, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I wanted to see if I could help.
Yeah, that's great. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and you can get a copy of that, empoweringyourhealth.com. It's got a great list in there of foods that will kind of bring health to the body, foods that will take health out of the body. You got to be real careful with those. You want to make sure that you're eating foods that reduce inflammation in the body. That's always a key. And those are a couple of keys for sure, especially with cholesterol, because cholesterol, they always say, has a big genetic component to it. And there's some genetics, but more than anything, it's diet related. I mean, it's what we're doing every single day to our own bodies that's really making the big difference. So that's what I would do, is I would look at that, kind of look at the principles, look at the foods themselves. And if he really gets on a good regimen, like you're saying, then many times the medicine can be short-lived if he can come up with a new game plan. Does he exercise much?
Well, we walk 2 or 3 miles. We have a busy law firm, and it's hard to get out some days. But we try to get out and walk.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. As long as I would make sure that you're walking at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Because at the end of the day, it's a comprehensive approach, from eating well to, you know, exercising well, resting well, especially with a stressful job like that that demands a lot of you. And staying steady is going to be a key, because if not, the cholesterol will lead to blood pressure, will lead to diabetes, can lead to other things. And like you're doing right now, you're kind of wanting to get ahead of the game. You see a little warning sign, so you're wanting to jump in and say, okay, what do we need to do? What kind of avenue do we need to take to really get to a good place? And I think you're doing the right thing. But it's not hard. Cholesterol is not hard. It really isn't. You start putting the right kind of foods in, and you start looking at some different factors and things that can help lower the LDL cholesterol, keep the HDL cholesterol, the good guys, up there, and then things begin to really gel together. Just always want to make sure that he's doing and eating good, healthy fats with all of his meals. Fat's not going to make him fat, and fat's not going to make the cholesterol worse, but fats are extremely important for the overall equation. And you always want to make sure that he's eating all of these things. So you just want to make sure he's got a good comprehensive eating approach with all that you're doing. And I think that that's where you're going to find the greatest amount of success. So keep me posted as you do this. I mean, keep me posted with all that you have going on. And I think it'll be good. And just keep me. I want to know, because cholesterol issues, this is kind of the beginning for him. And once you get that under control, his eating habits, once you get that stable and kind of get him over the hump of everything's not just meat and potatoes, and he gets a good variety, then he'll begin to notice some changes, not just in cholesterol numbers in 8 weeks or 12 weeks, but in the way he feels and in energy levels. And that's going to make a huge impact for him overall. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Coming up this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, I'm going to be downtown for the YMCA putting on Healthy Kids Day. Really excited about it, because from 11 to 5 on Saturday, I'll be speaking in the middle of the day, I think around noon. So I'd love to have you come out. Love to meet you. We're going to have a booth there. And, of course, I have books there. I'll be signing and just meeting and spending time with people. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The kids, of course, will be a focus. And we'll be able to teach a little bit on what health really is and what we need to do as parents and as leaders in the community to help our kids, to be examples for our kids, to go to the next level. Because they are the next generation. And what we teach our kids right now are going to be the habits that they develop later on in life, which are critical for their overall health. And so it's exciting. I'm excited to be there in Asheville this weekend and be part of such a great event, especially with the YMCA and another partner, which is our affiliate radio station there. Feels like home to me always when I'm in Asheville with our friends at AM 570 WWMC. And it's just incredible. It's going to be a great weekend. So the YMCA putting on a spectacular event for our kids, Healthy Kids Day, and we want to invite you to come out. It's going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, Saturday, 11 to 5. Of course, healthy foods galore will be there, and games and all kinds of music and fun, and it's just going to be a great time. So come on out. We'll see you hang out in Asheville, North Carolina. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Remember that if the body can get sick, many times it can get well. You just have to change your choices. That's what it comes down to. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, smokeless, they are having, some people have a hard time quitting than others, and you hear that all the time. Whether you're taking the patch or the gum or you're doing the electronic cigarette or whatever. But some people really do have a tougher time than others. Well, they're saying that now a new study which appears in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences also helps foster the development of more effective quitting strategies for certain smokers. Researchers use PET scans to capture images of the number of mu opioid receptors in the brains of smokers. And smokers with greater numbers of these receptors seem to derive more pleasure from the nicotine. As a result, they may have a harder time quitting. The brain's opioid system plays a role in smoking rewards and quitting smoking, and some of the variability in our ability to quit among smokers is attributable to some genetic factors, they say. So now they say the ability to quit smoking is influenced by a number of psychological, social, and environmental factors, but also genetic factors, she says. This is Karen Lehman, who is a PhD and the director of Tobacco Use Research Center at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. For some people, genetic variations may make it more difficult to quit than for someone else who smokes the same amount for the same amount of cigarettes for the same amount of time. The study findings are more applicable to quitting smoking than becoming addicted in the first place. So, although we have a variety of different factors, they're saying now genetics is a component as well, and it comes down to the receptors in the brain. That's why there's a lot of natural ways to do that, but again, it's going to be harder for some than others. I still believe, with what I have seen personally in my career, just that people wanted to quit. There was something that scared them, or a life event, or they had a child die, or a husband die, or a wife die. There was some massive amount of pain or massive amount of fear that got them to the point where they just said, enough. I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was over. I've seen more people that have quit cold turkey, and it'll blow you away. I mean, somebody smokes for 20 years, and they just quit. They just say, I'm done. It's over. It's interesting how that whole thing works. But that has always been something that's amazed me. I always tell the story of my grandmother who, you know, she died at 94 but quit smoking after like 60 years or something crazy. Maybe it was 70 years at age. I mean, did they even have cigarettes back then? You just think, gosh, that's forever ago. And she quit at like 92. Just said, I'm done. Went to the hospital, and I'll never forget. I was like, Granny, how'd you quit smoking? Just this cold turkey. She said it was easy. It's 2 packs a day for that long. I mean, 2 packs a day. And she said that she was really sick and went to the hospital and said, told the Lord, she said, if I don't have tuberculosis, which, of course, was probably in her day was the big fear, if I don't have tuberculosis, then I'll quit. I'll quit smoking. That's it. Well, she went in. Of course, she had like a lower left lobe pneumonia. And so she quit, came out of the hospital, and she never smoked another cigarette. She said, that's it. Done. And I just look at her, and I'm just like, that's amazing. And she's like, yeah, it was easy. And I'm amazed. And I've seen other stories like that, too. So it really does come down to the want to, no matter what. And a lot of times fear and circumstances can cause that as well, but the smoking, it is a big deal, and it will catch up with you long term. And the studies that we're seeing more and more of what it can do to the different organ systems and what it does to the brain. But not only that, what the secondhand smoke does to everyone around. You've got to think about that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Josh, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi there. It's interesting. It's not what I called about, but my grandfather also quit. He's still alive. Cold turkey in 1981 after a real scare from his doctor, and I was about 3 years old, and the doctor told him, you know, if you keep smoking 3 packs a day, then you're going to be dead before this decade's out. And so he's still going, and he quit that day.
Isn't that amazing? See?
Yeah.
There you go.
And
that's a great story.
Well, you know, the other thing is he had spent some time in Norway before that. And when he came back is when he started smoking so heavily. And he could have sworn that I can't put this past the cigarette companies, but he could have sworn that the addictive properties of the cigarettes were, in America, were so much more when he got back. That he came back and he smoked about a pack a day before he left. And when he came back, he said he just could not get enough cigarettes. And so I don't know, you know. You know, I've not researched it, but would not surprise me if they put something different in there over that time period.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well,
so what kind of did it help?
What I called about was my daughter, my stepdaughter, who is in the hospital right now. She has Salmonella D, which I don't know what the D is. I've looked on WebMD, I've looked on Wikipedia. I can't really find anything that really tells me what that is. The odd thing is that one of the nurses said that this is a type of salmonella that spreads person to person, which does not sound right. And then secondly, you know, their course of action with her has been to put her on an IV and just kind of wait. I just feel like that's really strange. I had salmonella way back when I was in college about 10 years ago. And I really don't know how I got it either, but I do know that the doctor, you know, gave me antibiotics to get over, gave me like a megadose. I don't know if that's, what I'm worried about is that she's not receiving the standard of care that she should be getting. And, you know, I just was hoping to ask that question and get a little bit more information about Salmonella D and see what we could do with this. Is she got it when, she was at her dad's over spring break, which is when she came home that day. It may have been during the car ride home, because we did about a 10-hour car ride to bring her back, and maybe it was during the car ride home, because she was already feeling ill, and she said that she'd had the diarrhea actually a couple of days before, but not
right.
Consistently, like not, you know, she'd had like an upset stomach for the last 2 days before she came home. So, you know, it's hard to track this far gone. It's been over a week now, you know, what exactly it was that gave it to her. So any advice you could give would be, I'd be interested in.
No, that's okay. I understand your concern. Just know that the salmonella is, in all the different organisms, okay, they're broken down into what are called serogroups and serotypes. And this is way too technical, really, to get on as far as the radio goes. Well, I mean, I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Serogroups are, there's like 50 different serogroups, and there's over to like 2,000 serotypes of the salmonella. When they do the testing, the testing now is so specific, they can get down and literally see if it's group A, B, C1, C2, D, E, V1. I mean, there's all these different what are called serogroups. And it just lets them know which way to attack it, because there's different drugs that will attack different forms of the bacteria. So certain antibiotics will be helpful for serogroup A, but might not be good for serogroup D. So there's been that much research go on with the CDC and of course the different drug companies and all that to figure out which serogroup is affected by which antibiotic. Okay, so that just kind of breaks it down. It's called typing, is what they do, and they of course it is what it says. They're finding out what type of salmonella it is, and based on what the serogroup says it is, that kind of defines treatment for it. So that's just a couple things to. I mean, if they have identified that it's serogroup D, then whatever antibiotics they have her on, guaranteed that it's for that serogroup, and that's why they typed it, because they wanted to be able to attack it in the right manner. As far as something natural, I wouldn't touch any of this with anything natural. Ionic silver and all that sort of thing. High levels of vitamin C can build the immune system. High levels of vitamin D can do the same. And those are things that should be just part of everybody's normal regimen. But when it comes to the salmonella, you want to do the full course of treatment, whatever your doctors have laid out. I think that's smart and it's wise. And then rebuild the gut flora as you go, even, you know, on the back end of it, if you have to, whatever has to happen. But that's the kind of the critical point, is making sure they get everything built up the way it needs to. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. A quote for the day, St. Francis de Sales says this: have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. Do not lose courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set about remedying them. Every day, begin a task brand new. That's a great quote. Think about it. Every day is a brand new day. Don't lose patience with yourself. Don't get frustrated because maybe you screwed up. It doesn't matter. Today is a brand new day. Focus on today. That's your real gift. And know that based on what you do today, the choices that you make, brand new choices, can determine the kind of life you're going to have. But the question is, are you making good choices? Are you still making the same old choices you've been making and expecting different results? You know that's the definition of insanity. Total insanity. So you got to change. Change the way you think. Change the way you live. New ways of doing things. That's what this show's about, too. Empowering you to find those new options. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. I feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition, lifestyle-based care that can take you from where you are to where you need to be. And we've got a great team that can help facilitate that, and it's growing across the country every single day. Exciting stuff, especially when it comes to more natural-based care. Get the help that you need. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah. I want to ask you about glaucoma and the possibility of cataracts.
Okay.
What you recommend that would be good for.
You mean just overall, or what to help support, or from more of a natural perspective? Are you taking any medicine right now?
Well, I'm taking some eye drops.
You are taking the drops, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things you can do. I always like to look at eye health from the inside out, not just the outside in. And most ophthalmologists will tell you that it really is important. Eye health, whatever you kind of do within the body, digestive tract and that sort of thing, is going to produce a tremendous outcome with your eyes. So lowering inflammation in the gut by the foods you're eating every single day. So low inflammatory foods is always really important to support the eyes. And also, xanthan is a big piece, and lutein. They're two components broken off of vitamin A that have been shown to be very helpful for overall eye health. Matter of fact, cod liver oil and all the fish oils are really good, too, and there's a lot of good research on it. So, I mean, at the end of the day, with cataracts and glaucoma and all, you have to give the body really what it needs. High levels of antioxidants. You want to support the body in every way and, you know, cut down inflammation. Look at the different nutrients like lutein and xanthan and even the astaxanthin, which has become so popular, which is a part of the beta-carotene family. And I mean, it is one of the most potent antioxidants that we have. And people are getting really good results with it. So a couple things for you to look into. I would definitely jump on board with that. But it's not one of those things where stop using eye drops and you just do this. Everything works in conjunction with each other, especially for glaucoma. So right now it's more about prevention. And it's more about what you're doing on a regular basis to make sure that your body and your eyes especially has everything that they need. And it's a journey. It's not something that can happen overnight, and there's no miracle to it. It's just about putting the right stuff in and seeing how your body responds. But keep me posted. And if you don't have a good, well, you probably do have a good ophthalmologist, but see if you can find someone to give you a second opinion that has more of a natural approach. A lot of folks out there doing that now. And I think you'll get some good answers. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
I've got a 7-year-old special needs boy that has severe problems with constipation, and
to the degree of, I would say, we have to give them an enema about every 10 days or so.
Wow.
And we've tried everything, and we're kind of at the end of our rope trying to figure out what to do to help him.
Yeah, I understand. No, that can be a challenge. How's his diet overall?
It's actually very good. He eats vegetables very well. Like I said, we've tried everything. We've done the bran cereal, dates and prunes, flaxseed, even Miralax. I mean, we've done stool softener, but he eats whatever you put in front of him as far as that goes, and he'll eat carrots and peas and broccoli and all that stuff. He actually loves vegetables.
But for some reason, he's still constipated, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how, but he is.
Does he exercise?
Well, he runs pretty much wherever he goes. Like I said, he's kind of special needs. And,
yeah, I understand. I get it.
He does exercise, but we have to restrict it a little bit because he'll just take off, you know?
I get it. Well,
but he loves to walk. He loves to run.
He drinks plenty of water.
Yeah, I tell you what, ever since he was young, he wouldn't drink a lot of water. And so we give about a fourth of a cup of apple juice with no sugar added, and the rest of it's water. The doctors had actually said, well, just give him water and he'll drink. And we did that and ended up in the hospital because he was dehydrated. And because he wouldn't drink. So
unless you put a little bit of sugar in there from the fruit, he won't drink it.
Right.
And sometimes.
He loves milk, but he won't. We've actually pretty much cut the milk out as well just because we felt like that was the source.
Yeah. No, even the apple juice, though, is known to be helpful in moving the bowels. So I'm not real overly concerned about that if that's what he has to have. There is a really good product that helps with constipation. Matter of fact, I've never really seen it not work. It just helps cleanse the digestive tract. A byproduct of it is people that get constipated, it can be helpful. But it does work very well. It's called Cleanse Balance. And it's at lifestylesearch.org. And it's a really good product. But I'll tell you some foods that can help too, okay? Foods that are very helpful for just kind of like overall constipation, that sort of thing, digestive-related issues, are beets, red beets. And they've been known for that for a long period of time. So you get a real beet. Really don't do the canned ones. You want to get the real beet itself, steam it, and then slice it up, put it maybe over a salad or with his vegetables at night. The red dye in the beets stimulates motility within the small intestine, the colon, and within the digestive tract, and helps stimulate the bowel movements the next morning. So people that get heavily constipated do really well on these red beets. So it's something to think about. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire. In 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com. That's StepOneFoods.com. Or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.